Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to hear from our first female of our June Ladies Month program, Ashlyn Moriarty, who drives the number 17 IMCA Hobby Stock. We're also going to hear from John from Kick-Ass Beef Jerky, Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craig Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
The 40th annual AGCO Jackson Nationals hits the track at the new 4/10 mile Jackson Motorplex, June 7th through 9th. Three big nights of high flying sprint action featuring the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series, along with the NSL non-wing sprint cars and Race Saver sprint cars. Over $300,000 in prize money will be on the line, with $40,000 going to the winner of Saturday night's main event. Get your three-day pass for only $99 at JacksonMotorplex.com or by calling 507-822-7314.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Coming out of turn four, heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Hey, this is Dave for Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to our first interview of June Ladies Month 2018, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Ashlyn Moriarty. And Ashlyn, how are you related to all the other Moriartys at Arlington Raceway?
Well, Dave is my brother, and then Sarah is my sister-in-law.
And Sarah is a track photographer, and she takes some awesome photos.
Yes, she does. Every now and then I get a chance to see her in action while I'm racing.
And it's amazing what she has in her archives, because if I ever need anything, all I have to do is email her, and she probably has it.
Oh, yeah. She put them on a little jump drive and be like, oh, I need this from, like, 2007. She'll pull it up, and it'll be right there for you.
You are a 2013 graduate of Jordan High School. Not many high school graduates can say, I got my graduation picture with my racing helmet, and that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite pictures. I had a hard choice of either walking at graduation or going racing that night, and I chose to walk instead.
Right there in that photo, it tells me how much racing means to you and your family.
Yeah, I've been around it pretty much my whole entire life. either dirt or asphalt.
Where did you get your original start in racing?
Well, my dad was on a pit crew for ASA, so I guess you can say that's where it all started, because we used to go to some ASA races. And then grew up at Elko and Raceway, and my dad used to pit for Dean Cornelius. And then Dave got into the Enduros, and then eventually had a hobby car at Arlington. And then I asked for a go-kart, but never got one. And then the Sport Compact class came about, and they finally let me get one. So I can't remember what year it was. I started racing Sport Compacts at Arlington.
And that's interesting, because you still race with Dean Cornelius, because he's now in a dirt car at Arlington.
Yeah, we joke with him that he finally got smart and switched to real racing.
What does he say to that?
He just kind of giggles. I think he enjoys it a little bit more than asphalt.
You really have to quit posting pictures of the food at Size Bar and Grill, because it really makes me hungry. All of the combinations that they have there. What is your connection with Size Bar and Grill?
I work there, and my mom's worked there for as long as I can remember. So it's my place of employment.
Where is that located for fans that like to swing in there on the way to the races?
It's located in downtown Chaska, Minnesota, right off of 41.
What do you remember about your very first Hornet?
That I hit the brakes and spun out. They told me don't slam on the brakes, otherwise you're going to spin out, and I did.
I think my biggest thing with the Hornets is going into the corners, growing up with rear-wheel drive cars, it would be really hard for me to corner with a front-wheel drive car. Was that an issue for you, or you grew up on front-wheel drive cars?
It was once I switched to a hobby. After just starting in Sport Compacts, you just kind of learn how they push and then, like, adapt to it. I know we went to the Super Nationals one year, and I couldn't make a corner for my life. That thing just wanted to shoot off the corners, but I guess since I started off in them, they were pretty easy to drive, and all my other vehicles, like street vehicles, were front-wheel drive, so I guess it wasn't too bad.
What a great class of Hornet drivers at Arlington. And the speeds, I can't believe when you're sitting on the back pit grandstands or close to the front stretch, how fast you guys are moving.
Yeah, there's been some times where I'm lucky I missed some pretty nasty accidents, and some of them I got involved in, but we definitely moved. It was a fun class while I was in it.
You also did some traveling with your compact to Fairmont, Jackson, Slayton, and Redwood Falls. How do those tracks compare with Arlington, and which of those tracks would you prefer to run on a continuous basis?
We went to Fairmont, and I just was really far behind. We don't have the speed to keep up with those guys. I think we only went there once. And I just like Arlington. I mean, we have everything. That's our home track, so that's where all of our main setups are. And it just gets kind of hard to adapt to the other tracks in a sport compact.
You run against some really great female compact drivers, Katie DeVries, Kieran Porter, Stephanie Forsberg, and Megan Lepgaard, who is now Megan Sandvik. There are a lot of talented ladies in this division.
Yeah, I would say that Kyron I'm probably the closest with, but I enjoyed racing with her. It was always fun. I call her my racing sister.
And you know, one thing I don't run into with the guys is when the females get married, like Megan Lepgaard married into the Sandvik family. I was actually searching for her to have her on the show, and I couldn't figure out if she retired. It finally dawned on me, oh, she got married and changed her last name.
Yeah, I every now and then scrolling through Facebook when people get married, you're like, who is this? Like, oh yeah, that's their new married name.
Where did you get the nickname Smash?
I don't know who gave it to me. I've never, like, been in a car accident or anything. I mean, my sport compact stayed pretty straight for the 3 years we ran it, but I want to say, like, my cousin gave it to me or something.
I just thought that was really interesting when Sarah forwarded your contact information and it said Smash.
Yeah, she calls me Smash a lot.
When did you decide to make the switch to IMCA Hobby Stocks and why?
Well, this is my third year in a hobby stock, and sport compacts are kind of getting boring. I mean, Koopman raced Arlington every week, so you're pretty much racing for second most of the time. Every now and then, you'd have mechanical issues, and someone different would win. But I said that this year would be my last year, and then we were going to move to a hobby, and we just raced for fun. It was really nice kind of to end my career in sport compacts and wanted to try something different. Hobbies, I've always loved watching them and wanted to challenge myself some more.
The first night out for the 2018 season on Saturday night, May 12th, you started on the front row outside for your heat race. How did it finally feel after this winter to get the car out in the track and start having some fun?
It felt really good. Last year, we struggled with tranny issues, so I think I had like 5 or more DNFs. Then we got that figured out, and season opener came around, and I was like, all right, we don't have any issues to worry about. We're just going to go for it, and we're doing really good, and we tipped her over.
Yes, then disaster struck. Walk us through what happened and how you ended up.
So I was in second place, and the leader was pretty far ahead of us. And I had messed up coming out of 3 and 4. And I figured that the group was catching me. And we came out of 1 and 2 about midway down the backstretch. I was like, oh, I'm being spun. Then I kind of slid into the infield, and I was like, oh, there's grass in my window net. And I reached over and shut the car off and hung upside down for a little bit.
What happened to you? Because I know at Arlington, every time we're there, if there is an incident, there is four-wheelers coming from every direction on the track. The emergency response crew there is amazing.
Yeah, Bruce DeFries was right there right away in my window net asking if I was okay. And then Andy Dashner was there. And they wouldn't tell me who spun me out right away, but they did an awesome job making sure that I was all right. I was just more mad about hanging upside down, and yeah, they did a phenomenal job.
They had to hold you back a little? You were ready to get out of there?
I didn't really know how to get out of there. I didn't know where to put my seat, and then Andy was like, it's just best to stay in here and then we'll slowly roll you back over. I think they were a little afraid to not gently roll me back over because they didn't want to wreck the body because they know how nice my dad likes to have them looking.
And how bad was the car? Because you told me you can't even tell that you rolled it.
All the fluids just drained out of the motor and then mainly body damage. The roof, like where the visor is, came down. It didn't get into the cage or anything, but that's mainly where most of the damage was. And then once you move the roof back up, the dash came back together. And yeah, it looks really good now. Our body guy, Pino, did an awesome job.
Did you get things worked out with the person who rolled you?
He sent me a couple Facebook messages. He didn't really apologize, but he offered to come and help put the car back together and any expenses. And I just said, you know, thank you for that offer, but it won't be needed.
Who has the great sense of humor and sent you the Tootsie Rolls and the Cinnamon Rolls after the accident?
My cousin Allie did. Thankfully, I didn't have any fans there that night. Otherwise, I probably would have given them a heart attack. But she, Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday nights, she's our super fan, so She brought me some cinnamon rolls and Tootsie Rolls, and I said, sorry, you rolled your car.
In all the years we've been going to Arlington, I think the biggest, hardest crashes we have seen have been in that IMCA hobby division. It's really deceiving how fast you guys are moving, and when something bad happens, it happens very quickly.
Oh, yeah. I had really no idea what had happened until I was hanging upside down, and then I was mad about being upside down. I was like, you couldn't have rolled on your side again.
Well, as they say, you got that out of the way, so hopefully it's time to move on and that won't happen again.
Oh, yes. I will definitely take that nice, gentle roll as my first and only one.
And talking about how nice your car looks, you have some great sponsors on board, including one that I really like is By the Yard.
Yes, we have By the Yard is on the hood. My cousin actually works out there, and they have great outdoor furniture. My grandma actually has some, and I would love to own some.
Who are some of the other sponsors on board?
Derek's Racing Decals did all the graphics for it, and then we have Albright Masonry, Steve's Auto Body, K&S Motorsports, Pocarna Meat Market, Midwest Woodwork, Sportsman Brand Meats, Swanson Law, Talk of the Town Liquor, and Wolf Auto Body, and then B&B Racing Chassis.
Who helps you with the car? I heard you mentioned your dad. Are there others involved with it? And can your mom actually watch you race, or is she one that doesn't want to see you do that?
She's there every week. She actually had her back turned when I rolled, and our friend Jenny was standing by her. And she was looking at Jenny, and she said Jenny's eyes got really big, and she turned around, and Jenny said that she freaked out, and when I was hanging upside down, I had asked Andy to go tell my mom that I was fine, because I knew she'd be really worried. But Dad's the big one that works on the car probably the most, and then Russ comes with us to the races, and he's kind of like the electrical guy, and then Pino is our body guy. And then, of course, Dave helps, and then my nephew, Mason, loves to put the lug nuts on my wheels.
What are your goals for the 2018 season in the IMCA Hobby Division?
Not to roll again, and hopefully to get maybe a few top tens. I know last week we finished 12th. And then just to get comfortable in my car again, I had really good confidence the first night, and tipping over kind of killed it a little bit.
Do you have any plans in the future of possibly ever running a stock car or trying out a modified?
I'm not sure. I'm so close with the stock car class that they're kind of intimidating when it comes to, they're a tight-knit group, but I'm not sure. Maybe a sport mod or something like that, but I think I'll stick to hobbies for a while.
Ashlyn, I appreciate you kicking off June Ladies Month for us, and I can't wait to see you racing out at Arlington, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme, extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor. Extreme
Powder Coating. Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who's been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Egg is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoegg.com to find a dealer near you.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by John from Kick-Ass Beef Jerky. And John, what a phenomenal product you have. How did the idea of putting it all together come about?
Back in 2001, Charles Littell, he actually came up with the Kick-Ass Beef Jerky name. Actually, it used to be Ass Jerky. We had a picture of a donkey on it, and it used to be like sweet ass, hot ass, original, or plain ass. And it didn't fly real well. And Jeremy, Charlie's son, and his uncle were sitting around a campfire one night, and they were like, you know, we got to come up with a different branding name or a marketing ploy. So they decided to change the name from that to Kick-Ass, and kind of just flew with it after that.
And what I really appreciate about your company is you've discovered the power of advertising on race cars. You're a sponsor of Ryan Conkle's late model. It sounds like you sponsor multiple other cars at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And when you have a captive audience sitting in the grandstand watching the races and they're constantly bombarded by your logos going by or have the product available in the concession stand and get a chance to try it, that is a real bonus.
Yeah, it is. We get a really good response from it. You know, the drivers themselves all love having the Kick-Ass logo on their cars first and foremost. They think it's pretty cool. Us as a company, we think it's pretty cool having our name flying around the racetrack. And then we go on a regular basis, and we like to hand out products to the crowd as well as them buying it in the concession stand. So everybody feels really good about it.
And I also think when you mention feels really good about it, when I go out and I spend my dollars, I want to keep the money local. I want to support local business, and I also want to keep local Minnesotans employed. So when you're looking at this product, that's what you're doing every time you buy it.
Absolutely. You know, local is huge for us. Word of mouth is huge for us. We're a small company and don't have a lot of marketing money available, but what little bit we have to use it wisely, and this really does help not only us, but there are other sponsors on the race cars, too, that are actually carrying the Kick-Ass beef jerky in their local establishments and stuff. So it helps everybody all around.
I highly recommend anybody listening right now to type in Kick-Ass beef jerky, Google it, and check out the website. You have some amazing products on there. I think I could actually eat an entire quart jar of those pickled mushrooms.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people out there that tell me that, whether it's the mushrooms or the eggs. You know, you even get those people that enjoy the pork hocks and the turkey gizzards, and we're very thankful for the people that like to eat all that stuff. Me, myself, I'm not too keen on the turkey gizzards, but again, I'm thankful for the people that do.
John, now your company is based out of Winona, Minnesota. About how far out of Winona can they find your products?
Well, we're really heavily infiltrated in the Midwest here, in the five states, where Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Iowa, Illinois, a little bit in Michigan. That's where we're really heavy. We're trying to grow from the inside out. You can actually find our products also in Texas, Alabama, Connecticut, Maine, Utah, some in Georgia. So we're really starting to branch out over the last couple of years.
And you can also start by ordering a sample pack off your website so you can try the products or have anything else shipped directly to your house.
Absolutely. That's one of the goals for us, too, is to increase our website business, our online business. And we've been growing that every year. And, yeah, look us up online, and we'll definitely ship our products right to your door.
John, thank you so much for your time today, and also thank you so much for all the racing support at Mississippi Thunder Speedway and taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Glenn. I appreciate it.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
The big boys with the big toys.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind, winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutschel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has a lifetime warranty on the structure of the door. Yes, we have that much faith and experience in the quality of the doors. So, what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am at Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota, and joined by Jeff Trimble. And Jeff,
Trimble's Honda is one of those places where every time I'm driving down, I just get a smile on my face, because when I walk in the door, I never know what I'm going to see this time. You always have some cool stuff down here. And Jeff, I always wanted to ask you, did your father ever tell you what he saw in those early Honda motorcycles that made him want to become a dealer?
Well, it's ironic because he really didn't even want to take them on when the gentleman stopped in with the motorcycles. It's a gentleman he used to race against in flat track and hill climb. He hadn't seen him for about a year, and he showed him these Hondas, and my dad said he wasn't interested. Japanese made, 1959, that wasn't going to go over real well. So the guy said, well, you just take a look at him. He says, can I leave him with you? Because I'm going to a wedding in Red Wing, and I don't want to leave him sit outside. And I said, yeah, you can leave him at my shop. Well, ironically, he sold all three of them over the weekend at $209 a piece. People were so intrigued by him. And when the gentleman came back, my dad explained to him what he sold them all. He goes, well, it looks like you're a Honda dealer now. And that's kind of how it all got started. It was more coincidence than anything. He had no intentions of taking on Japanese motorcycles, to be honest with you. He was a Triumph dealer at the time, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
When your dad first got started in the business, a biker was still a bad term. People saw them as rowdy groups of guys, and motorcycle clubs were formed to have rallies to really change people's perception of motorcycle riders.
Back in the day, bikers were kind of looked at as the outlaws, troublemakers, but the guys that had them were, you know, they kind of the macho, tough guy look. And that conception is completely reversed now. We have more women riding motorcycles. We have professionals riding motorcycles. It's a whole new nature of the beast, really, is what it is.
You mentioned it with your father being an old flat track motorcycle racer. It really seems like there is a resurgence of motorcycle enthusiasts. One thing I'm seeing is a return of flat track motorcycle racing. They raced indoors at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds in February. They are going to be at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in July, flat track motorcycle racing. What a great sport to watch.
I tell you, it's a sport that's kind of went by the wayside because it wasn't real colorful. There wasn't a lot of manufacturers involved. Now you're seeing Indians step up. You've got Honda in the singles class, Yamaha, KTM, Husqvarna. So many various brands are covered. I think it's bringing more people to the sport, and it's getting much more colorful, of course. And one other big event we got coming to Minnesota is the Minnesota Mile at Canterbury Park in late September. And if you ever have a chance to see this, you'll see speeds of 140 miles an hour on two-wheel motorcycles. It's incredible.
How much were you involved with flat track motorcycle racing? And when I watch these events on TV and these guys are inches apart actually bumping each other a little bit coming out of the turns and pulling wheelies off the turns, it is just ridiculously fast.
Well, back in the days when I started flat tracking, motocross was just starting to hit it. It didn't really interest me a lot because I guess I wanted to follow my dad's footsteps somewhat. And, of course, at the time we had the stock car going on with Dave Yerge and Circle Racing. Cars didn't interest me a whole lot because I didn't like that cooped-up feeling. So I got into the flat track portion of it. I only ran for 5 years, then got married and decided to have children and thought it'd be a good time to get out of it. But, everybody thinks it's real simple, just turn left, turn left, turn left. There's a lot more to it than that, and you are handlebar to handlebar, wheel to wheel. It's dangerous, but yet it's safe if you trust the guys you're running with.
Talk about how technology has changed over the years, because the power-to-weight ratio of these new purpose-built race bikes is phenomenal.
Well, everything has gone lightweight, 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 and more horsepower, and which in turn makes them a little more tricky to ride. Everybody sees these lightweight sport bikes, think they can do what the guys do on TV, and I really recommend some riding time before you even think about getting on any of that type of motorcycle. Just when you think you got it whipped, that's when it comes back to bite you. But yeah, the lightweight, the technology, everything's refined. They've come so far in just the last 20 years even.
In 2018, you can buy a Honda motorcycle to strictly enjoy on your own, or there are some great bike runs and rallies, and it's really a great way to meet a whole new group of friends out on these event rides.
There's lots of clubs going on out there. The biggest one, of course, in our area is the Goldwing Road Riders chapter. And the Goldwing is Honda's flagship of touring motorcycles. And now, with the introduction of the brand new Goldwing for 2018, Honda's really set the flag high for anybody even try to compete with them. Our newest model now is still a six-cylinder liquid-cooled shaft drive, but you have the option of a manual transmission or a seven-speed dual-clutch transmission, which is basically an automatic, put it drive and go. They've had this type of transmission in several side-by-sides, ATVs, and several other motorcycles. And now it's been incorporated into the Goldwing, which is our flagship touring motorcycle. And if you ever have the chance to ride one, do it if you can. We have one here for a demo that'll be here all summer. You're more than welcome to come in and try it. Everybody thinks riding a motorcycle, you have to shift and you have to clutch. I've spent a little time on it, and I think I could go to the automatic real easy.
What are the most popular street bikes this summer?
Well, right now, our small entry-level bikes, the Rebel 500 and 300, have been real popular. The 750 Shadows are always popular. And, of course, our biggest seller so far this year is the all-new Honda Goldwing.
Here at Trimble's Honda, you get a lot of great trades from repeat customers if someone is looking for a used bike.
I'm pretty selective on trade-ins, to be honest. I'm kind of a die-hard Honda guy, so I really stay pretty much with Honda trades. I got nothing against the other ones, to be honest with you. But our trade-ins are all usually pre-owned by customers we know. I'm very selective on what I take in on trade. That's why you won't see 100 used motorcycles here at one time, because I'm very selective. Everything we have goes through the shop. They're clean, well-maintained. You drive out of here, you got nothing to worry about but go riding.
Honda UTVs, every rural homestead and every race team could use one of these. They're so utilitarian now, and you see so many uses. Everything from somebody out on a 5-acre homestead that's got a large garden, hauling rocks, hauling brush, hauling the grandkids around. They're used for just about everything.
The UTV market has really taken off in the last few years, and of course Honda was a little late coming into it, but when they did come into it, they have one of the better ones on the market. The UTV around here is probably 75% farming and utility, 25% recreation. It's really kind of taken over the ATV market. Side-by-sides seem to be the trend right now. It's an outfit that the whole family can go in. We have 2-passenger, 3-passenger, up to 5-passenger side-by-sides. So the whole family can participate. It's a great weekend event. We wish we had more trails in this particular area. We're a little short on that right now. But till you try one, you can't believe it. They are unbelievable. And Honda's the only one that really has incorporated a full shaft drive in their ATV. They have no belts, no pulleys, no chains.
Here at Trimble's Honda, you sell and service mowers, trimmers, power units. Everything in the Honda line is sold here and can be serviced here.
With the exception of the marine part of it, because that is a whole separate entity with Honda, anything that Honda makes, we sell. Honda products have always been known for their reliability, their quality, and dependability. So if it's a Honda, we probably have it.
When it comes to buying parts, you really get what you pay for, and Trimble stocks a full line of OEM replacement parts.
We probably have one of the most extensive parts supplies in the area, and it's hard to stock everything, but when you start covering 50-plus years of motorcycles. But we have very good access. Honda has parts distribution centers in our very close one in Davenport, Iowa. If we don't have it on hand, 9 times out of 10, we can have that part the next day for you.
If you're out on a ride, swing in just to check out the accessories at Trimble's. You have an incredible stock on hand, and you'd be glad you did, because you'd probably find something that you can use. How can they find out more about Trimble's Honda and where you're conveniently located here in Austin?
We have a website at trimbles.com. All directions, all contact is on there, hours of business. Also, we're only a phone call away.
Jeff, it's always great to get down here, and you guys are always busy when I come. A lot going on here and a lot to see. Thank you so much for everything you've done for racing over the years, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you, Clay, for your time, and keep up the good work on The Dirt Show. We all appreciate it.
Napa know-how.
Everyone could use less friction with staticky carpets,
ow,
tight pants, and your engine. Thankfully, a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $23.99 plus $10 mail-in rebate. It reduces friction, which means better performance. Pennzoil Full Synthetic, $23.99 plus $10 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experience, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a great day when I'm joined by Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you just launched a brand new product, Korean barbecue. It is going over very big, and you've got an awesome recipe for stir fry, and it fits right in with the World Pork Expo coming up this week, because a lot of people are looking for some great, unique uses for pork.
You betcha. I'll tell you what, Clean. This new Korean sauce that just hit the shelves, all the Hy-Vees and Fairway stores have got it. It's great in stir-fry, it's great for barbecue, and it's great for a wing sauce. But I'll tell you, this one here is a great one. Call it my pork stir-fry with cookies Korean barbecue sauce recipe. I'll just run through it here, and then what I'll do is I'll shoot you the recipe, Clean, so you've got it as well. What I do is it's real simple. You take a cup of green or mixed bell peppers chopped up, a cup of celery, cut them in bite-sized pieces like half, three-quarter of an inch long, a cup of carrots, slice them about eighth of an inch thick, keep it small, and then one cup of onion chopped up, and a cup of pineapple chunks. And then if you want to, you can throw in a cup of sugar snap peas. That's kind of an option. And you can also throw water chestnuts in it as an option. And then two cups of meat cut into bite-sized pieces. What I like to do is take boneless pork loin, just slice some pieces off of that, or take boneless pork chops and dice it up into bite-sized pieces. And then two tablespoons of cornstarch, one cup of our Cookies Korean stir-fry barbecue and wing sauce, and two tablespoons of sesame or canola oil. So what you do is you take your meat, dice it up into the bite-sized pieces, and then I throw two tablespoons of cornstarch with it. What that does, and I stir the meat through that and coat it all a little bit with cornstarch, it fries up a little bit crisper. It just makes the outside edges and more sauce adheres to it. It's just a good way to do it. If you don't want to take the time to do it, you don't have to, but it certainly makes it better. But then put the sesame or canola oil in an electric skillet or skillet on top of the stove or a wok, whatever you've got, and get it medium hot, get it fairly warm so it'll sizzle pretty good just before the cooking oil starts to smoke. Go ahead and throw your meat in there, stir fry until it's just done, pull it out, or you can leave it in there, but I prefer pulling it out and putting it in a dish and just cover it with foil so it retains the heat. Then I throw in all the vegetables and I throw about a quarter of a cup of water in with it. Throw all the vegetables in there and put the lid on the pan and let it steam for about 5 minutes just till there's still a little bit of crunch in the vegetables, but they're pretty well cooked. Usually 5 minutes and you're about right. You can test them every now and then. And then when they're done, then throw the meat back in there, and then I throw the pineapple chunks in with that. Then I dump in a cup of our Korean barbecue sauce and stir that through real good. And then I prefer, if I got the time, to get regular rice, but you can do it with minute rice too, but have a nice pile of rice on a plate and then dump a bunch of this stir fry over the top of that. And I'll tell you what, Clean, that is super tasty, let me tell you.
Fans that want to stock up on Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning products for the campground or tailgating at the racetrack, they can come down and see you at the World Pork Expo.
Yep, I'll be down there at World Pork Expo. We'll be right at the north end of the triangle, and you'll see the big Cookies rib wagon. So stop in and say hi.
Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Have a good one, Clayton.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, The Dirt Experts, Agnition.
Farmers.
Tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Can you smell it? The aroma of fire fusing with the meat's outermost layers. A fragrance so unmistakable you can almost taste the flavor. This moment of grilling perfection brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. Don't risk ruining quality cuts of meat. Barbecue like a boss with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. For recipes and cooking tips, visit CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
One Motorcycle captured the imagination like no other. It changed the concept of what riding can be. And now, it's ready to do it all over again. Introducing the entirely new 2018 Honda Goldwing and Goldwing Tour. Redesigned from the road up, the new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before. It features an all-new engine, the industry's first 7-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and a whole lot more. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and see the 2018 Honda Goldwing for yourself. USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
International steel erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night in the A-Modified A-Main. Tad Rutzel over Austin Wolf. In the B-Modifieds, Matthew Loaf over Colby Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Daniel Smith over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Bubba Brown. And in the Stock Cars, Randy Brands over Kevin Opie. KRA Speedway was also racing in Wilmer, Minnesota last Thursday night, May 24th. In the Modifieds, Brian Haben over Eric Martini. In the B Modifieds, Randy Lang over Brendan Gavi. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dean Larson. In the Pier Stocks, Tyler Coons over Austin Bauman. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Devin Fouquet over Jeff Krause. I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota got racing underway last weekend on May 25th. In the Modifieds, Dan Ebert over Brady Gertis. In the B Modifieds, Nick Bruder over Justin Froming. In the late models, John Canta over Daryl Nelson. And in the economy late models, Ben Walden over Travis Scherer. Granite City Speedway was also racing last Friday night, May 25th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Eric Martini over Dennis Check. In the B-Mods, Shane Sabraski over Tyler Keeter. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Robert Holquist. In the Sport Compacts, Brittany Smith over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Dexton Koch over Shane Sabraski. They were also racing at Fairmont Raceway last Friday night, May 25th. In the Stock Car A-Main, Luke Sathoff over Matthew Speckman. In the Sport Mods, Josh Meyer over Matthew Loaf. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf over Jay Noteboom. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Justin Lunenberg. And in the Compacts, it was Upside Down Bubba Brown over Jay DeVries. Saturday night, May 26th, they were racing at Arlington Raceway. We had a great time enjoying the races. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Jeb Treblehorn. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Bubba Brown. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Alex Schuby. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf over Dan Mink. In the Outlaw Hobby, Brian Oppitz over Jesse Johnson. In the Sprint Cars, Michael Stein over Billy Johnson. In the Stock Cars, Dan McIntoon over Matthew Scherer. Also Saturday night, May 26th, the USMTS Touring Series was in town at Deer Creek Speedway. In the B mains, Derek Ramirez and Zach Vanderbeek take the checkered flags, and in the 40-lap A main, Dustin Sorensen first, followed by Lucas Schott. In the 20-lap USRA B-Mod A main, Jim Chisholm over Dan Hoofden, and in the 20-lap USRA Stock Car A main, Mitch Hoofden over Derek Green. They were also racing last Saturday night at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A main. It was Austin McCarl over Brian Brown. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A main, Brian Brown over Clint Garner. And in the 305 Wing Sprint Car A main, Ryan Levette over Devin Klein. The UMSS Sprint Car Series was running at Rice Lake Speedway on Saturday night, May 26th. In your 20-lap Wing Sprint Car A main, Chase Vibrock over Ryan Bowers. And in the non-wing Traditional Sprint Car 25-lap feature, Cam Schaefer over Mike Mueller. Sunday night, May 27th, the Upper Iowa Speedway in Decorah hosted the USMTS Modified Touring Series. B-Main winner, Jake Tim, and in a 40-lap A-Main, it was Johnny Scott over Zach Vanderbeek. In the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Dan Hoofden over Ryan Mitlin. In the USRA Stock Car A-Main, Dylan Anderson over Devin Donlin. In the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Scott Spittle over Chris Hoofden. The UMSS Sprint Car Series moved to Eagle Valley Speedway in Wisconsin on Sunday, May 27th. In the 25-lap Wing Sprint Car A main, Brooke Tantnell over Ryan Bowers. And in the traditional non-wing Sprint Car 25-lap A main, Cam Schaefer over Brad Peterson. They were also racing at Viking Speedway in Alexandria on Sunday night, May 27th. In the modifieds, Blake Jetvig over Zach Johnson. In the dirt late models, Don Shaw over Ricky Weiss. In the super late models, Ben Wolden over Ricky Schroeder. In the pier stocks, Jesse Waldorf over Brock Volker. In the street stocks, Justin Taman over Mark Bloom. In the super stocks, Dave Moss over Jason Cook. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing on Sunday night, May 27th. In the modified A-Main, Kevin Adams over Dan Ebert. In the 50-lap B-Modified A-Main, Dave Kane over Shane Sabraski. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Dustin Holquist over Dean Larson. And in the Sport Compact A-Main, Brittany Smith over Jake Smith. And Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota got their track opened on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th. In the modified A-Main, Troy Behrens over Mike Stern. In the B-Modified 20-lap feature, Dwayne Tesh over Tim Canton. In the Economy Late Models, DJ Tesh over Jordan Talaxton. In the compacts, it was Noah Nelson over Jake Smith. In the street stocks, Eric Riley over Justin Vogel. And in the super stocks, Cole Searing over Chad Fouquet.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our auto clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the Second Salvage Yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Mizgan.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.